Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
On New Year's Day, I make two kinds of resolutions, which I think of as hard and charred. The hard resolutions are your standard resolutions, the things that I hope to accomplish in the days or the months ahead. These tend to be highly personal. They're hard because I write them down. I'm one of those anal list makers, and if I put something down on paper, I'm much more likely to take it seriously than if I just make a note of it in my head. These are personal because I accept the only individual I have any chance of changing is myself. So I don't make resolutions that involve other people changing. Perhaps it's egotistical, but I figure if I change for the better in some way, that will have a positive effect on others. The charred resolutions came about as a result of some friends of mine. They have a tradition in their household that on New Year's Day, they write down everything they want to get rid of, all of the negative thoughts, the negative traits, the negative characteristics that they've recognized in themselves and in their lives the preceding year. They write those all down, and then they burn these in their fireplace. If there's a lot of snow and they have a lot of people over for New Year's Day, they build a bonfire and invite everybody to make their own list and throw it into the fire. This year, I resolved to get rid of all of the negative feelings that overwhelm me. When I read about studies of animal intelligence that strike the researchers as totally unique and surprising. A case in point. For more than 2 months, I've had a magazine on my kitchen table with a lengthy article about animal social intelligence. And every time I started to read it, I became so frustrated and angry. Those who know me well know that the concept of the theory of mind, which some human behavioral scientists are so obsessed by, drives me crazy. And I have to tell myself, I can't let it bother me. I suspect the reason that an animal theory of mind and animal intelligence has been such an alien concept in the human behavioral sciences, and particularly in psychology, is because the human teaching method of behaviorism is so deeply entrenched. There is so much invested in humans teaching animals that there has been no room for the concept of animals learning by some other means. Because of this, there can be studies such as the one that probably most of you heard about in 2012 of the two elephants who cooperated to pull food toward themselves. This was trumpeted as just an amazing discovery, this cooperation in animals. That before this experiment, it was believed that only primates and humans displayed this behavior. And that certainly elicited one of those feelings that I charred on New Year's Day. Because that's not true. There are multiple species that engage in cooperative behavior. Many ethology textbooks discuss them. They discuss cooperative hunting in hawks, Harris hawks. They discuss it in African wild dogs. Cooperative hunting also occurs in lions, particularly in lionesses. And there are films of this. Cooperation, all the species, avian and mammalian, who use sentinels. And not only use sentinels to protect their own members of their own species, but there is cross-cooperation, where members of one species will use the sentinels of another. Heck, we do it ourselves. Crows are a common sentinel species in my area. When I hear a crow call, not only do I orient toward where that call is coming from, so do my dogs, and so does my cat. Now, if we're stupid, or if that's just some knee-jerk response, okay. But if that's the case, it's a knee-jerk response. When somebody yells at me, look out. See why I have to get rid of these emotions? And I'll admit right now, even though I might have mixed up my verb tenses, I'm recording this on New Year's Eve. So I haven't burned, I haven't charred my resolutions yet, but you can see that I really need to get rid of my irritation on this because it really, really bugs me. And also that some are odd that animals learn from other animals. Can you believe that? Animals are actually capable of learning from other animals, and that females seem to be better teachers than males, and females tend to be better students than males. Now, isn't that a novel thought? Well, actually, it's not. Here again, it's basic ethology. Modeling is the easiest way to teach. It's the most energy efficient, and particularly when you have multiple offspring. Females are more likely to be good teachers because they have the most invested in the offspring. They're the ones who were pregnant. They're the ones who lactated. They're the ones who devoted the most energy to this process. So they have the most to gain by imparting as much knowledge to their offspring to ensure the offspring's success and survival. So it took me more than 2 months, but I did make it through the article. And I have to admit, yes, as you can tell from this podcast, it did still irritate me, but I'm going to do better. I promise. I promise, I promise, I promise. I will not automatically scream when I see the phrase theory of mind. I will not wish whoever it was that came up with that concept a long and horrible burning death in hell. I will not go when somebody writes about cooperation in animals as if it's never been reported before. I won't do any of these things. I'm going to be serene. And I'm going to be peaceful. And I'm going to be comfortable, and I promise, no more rants. I'm going to char those resolutions for sure.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.